Blog Talk Radio.
Yup. We can have fun on the dark side,
yes,
too. It's okay.
We can.
I'm drinking. I'm smoking. I'm
popping pills.
I am so fucking cursed up
what
right
it
now.
Is.
Let's go. Daggers in the building, there's a feeling so hypey. Drunk, high, everybody gon' like me. Fresh pair of Nikes, LA fit. About to do my new dance, come along if you will. One step forward, one step back. Shake it, shake it, shake it like you just smoke crack. Hands up like you got Jack, moving in a circle. Hands on my waist, lean with it like Urkel. Slide, slide, dip, skip, slide, slide, dip. Twist, put your right foot in, take your right foot out. Everybody grab somebody, go ahead and work it out. Show me what you all about, we all here to party. I'm on one, off that 151 McCarty. Smoking the best, without the drama stress. We all sweating like a dumb nigga taking a test.
Damn, I'm turned, acting burnt. If you not, this thing don't work. No, don't jerk, don't spank, no leg. No reason your body, yeah, you heard what I said. Where's the drink? Where's the weed? Everybody pop a pill so we can all power up. If you don't want to party, get the fuck off the floor. And if you win it like I'm with it, just hang on, here we go.
Are we having fun yet? Good,
I ain't done yet.
Getting fucked up, yeah, I like that subject. Keep it in my budget, cause the game is a cold bitch. If you wanna fuck a right, gotta throw the right pitch. Niggas, bitch, bitches, bitch, we all wanna get rich. Too many motherfuckers be up on that. I'm in the party trying to calm my nerves. Waitress, bring folks right.
Just got served. Yep.
Now I'm gonna groove cause I'm high this tipsy. About to do my new dance.
Who's coming with me?
One step forward, what? Side, side, lean with it like you in the car. Yep. Left, right, yep. My drink up real high. Hurry up, get a sip, gas break, dip.
Go slide, whip.
Niggas getting hockey like we up in the bay. Yep. Yeah, I got mad love, but I represent LA.
Damn, I'm
turned,
acting burnt.
Daggers,
if you
no,
not,
it ain't
no
just
work.
You and your
no,
niggas dance no, like that. Got my bitches in here too, you feel me? Right. Come on now. My ladies, let's show what you motherfuckers, what we work with. Y'all, you know, talking about? Niggas step aside, make room for the lady. You know we looking good, so you looking all crazy. Trust you, pay me, show me where the money at. Niggas drop a sack if you wanna see my ass clap. Off a pill too, not a bitch you wanna step through. Money does a lot, already know a dick too. Thinking I'm a dumb dumb, better find a young one. Now I'm gonna dance.
Wait,
what?
Light, camera, action.
Take one step in, show my heels off, give myself a hug. Hands on my waist,
wiggle, 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 pop it.
Hands on my knees, bend it over while I arch it. Pick it up and drop it. Like you wanna make a profit, hands high, high, like you're ready for the spotlight. Military boy, y'all left, right.
Damn, I'm turned, acting burnt. If you not, this thing don't work. No, don't jerk, don't spank, no leg, no Ricky, your body. Yeah, you heard what I said. Where's the drink?
Right here.
Where's the weed?
Hold up.
Everybody pop a pill so we can all power up. If you don't want to party, get the fuck off the floor. And if you win it like I'm with it, just hang on. Here we
can
go.
I get any higher? Damn, so wired. Pills got me feeling like my clothes on fire. Root for the Dodgers, kill for the Lakers. A hater still a hater, even if they make paper. And they both real deep, they don't know how not to. Take your wife home like a nigga with a curfew. I don't want to hurt you, want to ride my high out. Find a real freak. Take it back to my hideout. Working like a child, see I'm best in bed. But before I leave the party, I gotta do my dance. Shuffle to the left, cause I'm way past 50. One step forward, do a 360. Do a little shuffle, show a little muscle. Throw your hands up like a nigga wanna tussle. Don't want any trouble, cause we all in the zone. So I stay going hard as lonely at home.
Damn, I'm turned, acting burnt. If you not, this thing gon' work. No, don't jerk, don't spank, no leg. No Ricky, your body, yeah, you heard what I said. Where's the drink?
Right here.
Where's the weed?
Hold up.
Everybody pop a pill so we can all power up. If you don't want a party, get the fuck off the floor. And if you with it like I'm with it, then hang on, here we go.
Told y'all. Oh, shit, I'm fucked up, y'all. Hope y'all have fun. I really do. And if not, I don't care. Shit, that shit was fun for me.
Who are you?
My name is a pimp named Slickback. And I believe I may have misplaced some merchandise at this residence. There she is. Bitch, I hope you got the money to cover this little vacation you've been taking.
Now, hold up, Slickback.
No, that's a pimp named Slickback.
That's what I said, Slickback.
No, no, it's a pimp named Slickback, like a Tribe Called Quest. You say the whole thing. A pimp named Slickback.
Hey, can we call you Slickback for short?
No, nigga, I'm a pimp named Slickback.
Crystal, who is this person?
Nigga, are you deaf? I'm a pimp named Slickback. Say it with me now.
He's my pimp.
Your pimp? So you really are a...
Yes, I'm a hoe. Come on, bitch, now.
A pimp named Slickback. Could I please have a minute?
A minute? let us pray the pimp's prayer. Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and guide my pimp hand and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn a hoe's place. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
You ain't gonna hit no woman in my house.
What woman, sir? This here is a hoe.
Not in this house, she's not. Why don't you just wait outside?
Damn, Indiana Jenkins. I didn't know we were still whooping, nigga. Fine. Bitch, you got 45 seconds and I'm leaving.
Check out my boy, The Dagger, on Slap Sundays every week from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can tune in at www.bangoutradio.com or call 661-621-7559 and listen or press 1 and join in.
Yes, sir. It's official. We back. Slap Sundays, The Dagger, L.A., West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. Thanks for being here yet again another week, y'all, because like I said, I know all the time y'all got better things y'all could be doing than listen to my ass run my mouth for the next 2 hours about all kinds of shit. But since you chose to be here, I'm going to try to make it that much more exciting for y'all, all right? So start off, as I always do, shouts out to the boss lady herself, Topaz Lachey, because without Topaz, there is no Bang Out Radio. There's no Slap Sundays, no Westgood Wednesdays. She will be back Friday nights for Banging That Fire Fridays, you know, air it out Wednesday. She's about to come back, do her thing. We're waiting for Sexy Amanda G to come back on Saturdays. Gonna have some X and B models gonna have their own show coming down soon, but the X and B ladies are doing their motherfucking thing, man. A lot going down right now over here on Bang Out Radio, all right? So just make sure y'all stay tuned and make sure y'all stay intact. Also want to shout out all the independent artists, y'all, because without y'all, there is no music either, you know what I mean? I wouldn't be out here playing these slappers that I do every Sunday. I wouldn't have no music for my Wednesday show. Without y'all doing what y'all do, I wouldn't be able to sit here and do what I do. And so make sure y'all send all y'all music, all right? dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Make sure you get it in. Anything new, make sure you find me on Facebook at the same email. That way I can add you to the artist rotation, and, you know, I keep everybody in rotation, because that's what I try to do, all right? That's my job. That's what I'm here to do. So let me do my job. Y'all do y'all thing. I'll do mine, and we'll meet in the middle, all right? If you want to call in and just holler at me and just talk about whatever show is on your mind, 661-621-7559. Just chill in the queue, or you make sure you press 1 to holler at me. Usually I don't do this, but we're going to get to the phone lines real quick before, you know, I usually do my intros, but fuck it. The phone line's already blown up. Let's see who we got here. Straight out to 313-8076. You got Dagger. What it do?
What's happening? Take off.
Aston Martin, man. You must be taking a break, man. You've been busy lately, man. What's going on with you?
Man, you know what? Real rap, dog. I'm going to tell you the truth, bro. I've been going through a couple of little compilations, man. You know what I'm saying? Complications. Excuse me. You feel me? But, dog, I just got out of jail, basically, man. Cut a long story short. Been in jail for, you know, like the last 2-3 weeks and shit, man.
Wait. I want to cut you off. We go talk about that, because obviously some dumb shit happened. So we're going to figure out what dumb shit happened to my boy Aston Martin. So, man, hold the story, okay? Hold on. We're going to figure out what happened, all right? We're going to get into that. Hold on. Straight out to 810-810-4635. You got Dagger, too. What it do?
What's good?
What it do? Who this?
This NASA. What's good?
Hey, what it do with you, Pippin? What's going down with it?
I'm chilling, working on this new club music. You already know I'm part of Aston Martin campaign. I'm youngin' on the squad, so.
Uh-oh. That's all right, man. Stay, I got to start somewhere, man, and that's the school, one of the squads to be on, man. You fuck with Aston Martin, man. That boy don't play no games, no jokes. So, yeah, we got Detail hanging with me right now. That's good. All right, y'all hang out for a second. I'm going to get into these brand new tracks, because as you asked Aston Martin knows, anytime I get new music, it gets first up in rotation, because I want to make sure y'all know I'm over here bumping y'all shit as soon as y'all send it in. So make sure y'all hit up the email, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. And right now I got this brand new Lady Cam, and we're going to do it just like this. OWN, Lady Cam. Let's go.
Lady Cam. Yeah, I mean, you know, talking about Bill Gates, you know, I say Oprah, O-W-N,
Let's go. Thinking my chips don't bite my legs. Slim my wrist won't count my days. Told that shit up out my face. But we got a dog that bark all day. Lyricist and I kill a shit. I switch the flow, mangle it. Dumb dick flow, leave it dangling. TKO can't bang me. See my mind, it's what they want. And my body's what they after. And even if I fail, I won't score or even fracture. And yes, you talk your shit. Obviously, it doesn't matter. And when I sex the track, I be knocking on your blood. I got my O-W-N, bitch. Now you wanna be friends and shit? Why try to let it just win the shit? Say I'm not getting in the shit. Why these chicks pretend and shit? No competition, I've been the shit. Take these niggas innocent. Like that bitch got a cigarette. O-W-N, bitch. Now you wanna be friends and shit? Why try to let it just win the shit? Mind, it'll never change, but the worst time will never fade. This is my time, no need to explain. The city girl with a bag of dreams, that's ideal, universal now. I had you by the neck while I'm working now, and the flows only get worse now. I mean bad, really not worse now, I'm better, and you not working out. You better get a little closer now, and I tell you what I'm talking about. I'm grown, no, not a juvenile. I'm the best, still improving now. You lost, so you could just throw the towel. I'm wild, so please don't do me now. I'm Cam, bitch, I'm a movie now. Your fella, you should see them boys' faces. I told them that she's a getter. I'm on my grind, like blenders on your mind. Like women, I'm so sweet. Like spending, and I'm so done. Like spending, and I'm so good. Like in it, and I'm so real. Like vivid, and I'm so got it. Like get it, and when I say it, I spit it.
I got my O-W-N, bitch. Now you wanna be friends and shit? Why try to let it just win the shit? Stay on the clock, getting in the shit. Why are these chicks pretending the shit? Shit. Stay on the clock
getting in the shit. Why these chicks
pretending shit? No competition, I've been the shit. Take these niggas innocent like that bitch like a cigarette. Damn! I got my own.
Hey yo, this goes out to everybody in the world. All the people who understand hip-hop is not a genre, it's a way of life. Stop sleeping on the floor, world, this is time to wake up. My mind's made up, won't you stand and raise up? Clap with me, turn the bass up. Feel that, move your body from your waist up. I spent time in the room, writing new rhymes, thinking outside the box, bitching with a new mind. They say the truth in the light, right, so you blind. Well, I got the truth too hard for you to find. Yeah, I get it now, I guess you want that pop shit. You don't want that Biggie Smalls or that pop shit. Nope. Tell it out with it, Jordy, cause I see your lane. Who doesn't have an ounce of rail flowing in his vein? I just smack you like Chris Brown did Rihanna. It's like it pops to a sex with your mama. Yeah, I took a third, man, every fucking word. True. Don't believe me, take the time to rewind the
verse. I came to rock, let me drop this bitch in real hip hop. I came to rock, let me drop this bitch in real hip hop. I came to rock, let me drop this bitch in real hip hop. If you love it and you need it, just that real hip hop. I came to rock, let me drop this bitch in real hip hop. I came to rock, let me drop this bitch in real hip hop. I came to rock, let me drop this bitch in real hip hop. If you love it and you need it, just that real hip hop.
I took it easy on the first verse, now I'm back in the room.
Wow.
Cause boom, back. Beats always put me in the mood. Yeah, you see I'm feeling so right. D-boy glow right every time I rhyme and hold mic. When I move up, I never try to fix step.
Never.
I just come hard to the point you taste sex. Corny lame will wanna make threats, take bets. I spit in the booth till I sweat like I take X. I'm on that microphone, rhyme till my mind's gone. Shorty's like the way that I'm talking, rhyme home.
Hey.
I never rock tight jeans on that booty tip.
Never.
I'm on a fresh tip, your flow stinks, booty kick.
Woo.
You follow trends, switching up like a moody chick.
I've seen the game change more than a movie script.
Dang.
Tell me why the only thing you love is your wealth. I learned to love the joy that's found when you be yourself.
I came to rock, let me drop and spit that real hip hop. I came to rock, let me drop and spit that real hip hop. I came to rock, let me drop and spit that real hip hop. If you love it and you need it, just that real hip hop. I came to rock, let me drop and spit that real hip hop. I came to rock, let me drop and spit that real hip hop. I came to rock, let me drop and spit that real hip hop.
You might see me rolling dolo, but I'm never by my lonely. Got tech by my side, and I got my mic for me. Don't focus on by how God saved me, but this verse for how tight brain and hip hop. Do you consider me a true MC? Not new to the game, since it's been great. I've been doing my thing. Living too deep in school, people I murdered the beat. Yeah, I prep in, rob a go-go in D.C. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. You feather away, throwing bones like Clay Matthews, do it. Let a chick come through and manhandle your crew. Nutter, butter, no lie, even when I flip it out to. Waking at 1, 3, 2, the hype, 5, 5, the high from the baseline. Keep me staying alive. I eat MCs for breakfast, cook a beat for lunch. Your music in my veins, a buddy track I hit just good.
I came to rock, let me drop and spit that real hip hop. I came to rock, let me drop and spit that real hip hop. I came to rock, let me drop and spit that real hip hop. Love it and you need it, just that real hip hop. I came to rock, let me drop and spit that real hip hop. I came to rock, let me drop and spit that real hip hop. I came to rock, let me drop and spit that real hip hop. If you love it and you need it, just that real hip hop.
I couldn't drop just one and disappear like a phantom. This year, no fear, stay in the bank within the phantom. Got Lamborghini dreams and beach house wishes. Gotta eat Jay Ford, cause I'm sick of doing dishes. Not what be the battle switches, just focusing on my lifeline. The hope of Yahweh, the most highlight of my life, God. Gave me this gift, so I'm gon' shine. From the south side of Queens, play a ball on the grind. Miss Rain, never balance to the pursuits of men. My purpose in life is vague, I hate it, so why pretend? You playing Okie with your pen, I'm straight killing the verse. It don't stop, hip-hop, it's part of me since birth.
That's right, that's right. I'm gonna have some fun with my nigga Ashton Martin real quick, all right? No homo, let's go.
That's
Down
Take off.
I'm going back to Cali. I'm going back to Vegas. Girl going crazy. Dope game piping. Splash Martin. I'm talking about cooling out, man. West Coast. Bang Out Radio.
Yeah, y'all, we back. Slap Sundays, the Dagger. L.A., West Coast, all day. And that's how, you know, we always start off official Slap Sundays with some slappers, y'all, man. Hold on, let me bring my panel back in here so far. My nigga Ashton Martin. Hold on real quick. Let's see. Come on. Bam. Wait, we got him. There he is. Ashton, you good?
Take off.
There it is. And my man, I'm sorry, you know, youngest member of Ashton's camp. Like I said, I'm sorry I forgot your name already. You got to excuse me because, like I said, I'm not good with names, but I'm working on that. I'm just being honest with you, you know what I mean? No lies or nothing, you know what I mean? So, go ahead one more time, man.
NASA.
Okay, Space Center. Oh, okay. I'll fuck close with that. Now I'm going to remember. I got it affiliated with something real quick. But, man, we back. Slap Sundays. Y'all know that's all we do over here, man. We just chill. We relax, sip, drink, smoke, and just get some shit off our chest and figure out what the kind of crazy shit's been going on in the world. So, Ashton, what happened, man? Yeah. What happened?
All right. Well, basically, this is what it is, man. I ain't told nobody this story yet. You know what I'm saying? A couple radio stations been trying to get it up out of me, but, you know what I'm saying, like a hard nut, I ain't came up out of it yet. You know, but look, though, I'm finna do it. You know what I'm saying? Real on the West Coast Bank, our radio, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Behind the story. Let him know. We real over here. Fuck it.
All right. This is what happened, man. Okay. March 21st, I'm on my way out to Grand Rapids, Michigan to go do a show at Club Karma. And as I'm driving on the road, on the highway, I'm going past East Lansing, which is the state capital, you know what I'm saying? Lansing is the state capital. I'm going through there on the highway, and I get flipped by the police, you know what I'm saying? Now, I'm sitting in the back seat of a fucking brand new fucking 300C with two white friends of mine up in the front seat, and me and my cousin, sitting in the back seat, you know what I'm saying? The police get all, you know what I'm saying, get all cautious and shit, you know what I'm saying? They see two white folk with two black dudes in the back seat and shit. So they fucking start checking everybody ID and shit, man, you know what I'm saying? And fucks around. I had a warrant out on me, you know what I'm saying? In Macomb County of Michigan, you feel me? For child support related issues. And basically, man, I got arrested on child support religious charges, you know what I'm saying? But it was all to the G, though, you know what I'm saying? It was my first time. I missed 1 month of fucking child support. And my baby mama calling the people on the front of the court, man.
Are you serious?
You know, that's her fucking best friends right there. So,
baby mama drama. Nigga, now look, no disrespect, and you know, love you, man, no homo, but see, that's what that raw dog gonna get you. Then we had that conversation, man, but you gonna get enough of that. You gonna get enough of that shit, my nigga, I'm telling you. You gotta be careful with that shit, man.
That nigga was crazy.
I mean, I know it was good, man. Don't get me wrong. I know it was vibe, man. But sometimes, man, you just gotta pull it out, skid it on the chin or something, man. Get X-rated with it. Something, man. You can't do that.
Hey, Ash, you bro, you telling about the Orlando trip?
What happened in Orlando?
Hold up. Ain't nothing happened in Orlando, man. It was fun in the sun out there, you know, all star weekend.
Okay.
But currently, right now, man, I'm out in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania and shit, man. You know how I do, man. You motherfuckers can't hold me down, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, you can't, man. Exactly, man. It's good you made it back, man. It's glad to have you out. Like I said, stay out of trouble, man. You got to, but now you're in that situation, man. You got to pay that money when you got to pay it, man. That's like the government, man. You think they ain't going to get their money? They ain't playing that shit, you know?
For real. Hey, that's why I'm out in Pittsburgh right now, getting to it, you know what I'm saying? I had a couple shows lined up earlier this week, you know what I'm saying? Like yesterday and the day before that, you feel me? I did some shows out here in Pittsburgh. I'm going down to Louisville, Kentucky tomorrow in the morning, probably about 4 o'clock in the morning, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be pulling out of here and shit, going down to Louisville, KY, yeah. And then it's back to the D, you know what I'm saying?
There you go, my man. My man's on the move right here, man. For those that just don't know Ashamar, man, let them know where they can find you. Let them know where they can find your camp. You know what I mean? Let them know the info real quick, because then we're going to get back into some more music. And I got a new beauty this week I got to interview. So let them know what's up real quick.
Definitely, man. For everybody that don't know about Ashamar, man, you feel me? I'm definitely an influential person in the industry right now, man, getting globally known, you know what I'm saying, doing numbers on iTunes, Amazon, MP3, you feel me, if you don't know about it, you want to hear about it, you know what I'm saying, go on there, iTunes, you know what I'm saying, Amazon, MP3, type in Ashton Martin, you feel me, it's going to pull it right up. I know somebody EP is available right now, you know, you can hit me up on Twitter.com/AshtonMartin313, hit me up on Facebook.com/TheRealAshtonMartin. You know what I'm talking about? For any business inquiries, holla at Tanisha Sam at ymail.com. And it's all about the Ashton Martin motherfucking takeover, the takeoff. You know what I'm saying?
Take off.
Pay heavy attention to my little young nigga. I just got on my squad. He from Flint, Michigan, man. This nigga hurting the game. He ain't shit but 16 years old. You know what I'm saying? But I'm putting him under my wings, man. And we're going to fucking take off, nigga, straight like that, dog. Pay attention to my young nigga, NASA. You feel me? Because we motherfucking affiliated with the Fly Society. You know what I'm talking about? It's a takeoff movement, straight like that.
There it is. And I was, and y'all, and to make sure I get one of that new NASA single, man, when it first dropped, man, make sure I get it over here on Slap Sundays, man, because you know I fucks with Ashton and the crew, so make sure it's here. Because we're going to do that on Slap Sundays, all right? So, NASA, right,
I just
get y'all in the minute.
On Twitter and everything.
Yes, sir. Well, I don't got a Twitter. Dagger does a tweet. That's nothing I want. That just don't sound right to me. So, you never catch Dagger on Twitter. Where you'll know when Dagger's balling is when he has somebody that runs his Twitter for him. Because I'm never gonna do it personally myself. But when I get on that status, I'll have somebody doing the Twitter for me and shit and all. But it's just something wrong. Like I said, no disrespect to anybody out there tweeting, but Dagger doesn't tweet. It doesn't sound right that Dagger's tweeting people, and I don't want nobody to tweet. Because
you know me and Ashton on Twitter 20,000 songs.
Yeah, I feel y'all. I love y'all. That's what I'm saying. That's all I want y'all to talk for me. Y'all can tweet for me. Tweet for the Dagger. Let him know Dagger's doing something over here until he gets his own shit together. So, look it out. But y'all hang out, man. We're going to get into this music real quick. And then I got to come back with my new beauty of the week, Miss Tweeted, coming out the XMB squad out of Palmdale. So, we're going to ride it like this. Cadillac Cass, riding West Coast.
Wake up, bitch. Dirty Birds, the motherfucking bread. You know what I'm talking about? Tell them niggas break bread or fake dead, nigga. California. Trademark for you, Marks. Cadillac Cass. Try Stizzle, never leave the house without the pistol. We just ride around strapped, though. Hopping out the cut, dog. 87 ragtop, triple gold Dayton's on that bitch. I took the dubs off. County swinging through the turf, me and Cass, nigga. Cadillac the big Zack, count sacks, nigga. Riding around strapped, thing in my lap, nigga. Fuck a stash, box some shell shock in that sack, nigga. Through LA, fit it to the back, nigga. That nigga, straight asshole to these hoes. I'm a Mac, nigga. Pocket full of sacks, nigga. Rider with the jack, nigga. Riding around. To the semi, now get the fuck out of Dodge like you hopping out the Hemi. I'm simply the wrong nigga to play with, so don't tip me. Them chrome guns come out, niggas be hopping on they 10 speed Cadillac, yeah. Where these niggas at? Yeah, I'm about to bust on these niggas. Pass me the strap.
I'm in the ass, dipping through the ass, yes. I'm fresh, Franklin cargoes with a slingshot on my chest. I don't see Walker, me walk, I G-stack, G-shit, boss like that. See niggas floss, got cross like that. Her back hit the 91 west. Hub city down and smoke with tri-star. Bitch, we choking on pounds. Me, I'm from the Annas, my angel pack. Black like those doses. Y'all know I'm strapped. Rapping A&A with them gangsters at. Head state be at. Watergate be at. Nut hood, Shelly Street, Bandale be at. But I'm a G74. Y'all know I'm strapped. I fuck with tri-civil, bitch. We got the plug. Cadillac, say folk. Try past that bud.
Pass that bitch, nigga. Pass that. Pass that clip, nigga, pass that gun. You know I'm strapped up and I'm not the one to play with the wrong nigga to play with Top Gun.
And I'm top flight, I shine so bright like a fresh pair of nights, a fresh Cali night. I'm laughing at you pussy ass niggas wanna fight. I got a 4-5 finna light up your life like
every other place we go. We got about 100 bitches that are showing up, and 500 bitches knocking at our door. Tryna take us down cause they know we got dope shit.
My nigga, what the fuck are we doing?
Shit,
you know, man.
Yeah,
it's Friday.
I know, man. I don't even know what we're doing today either. We're just sitting in the fucking room.
Yeah. Yeah. We really gotta get some racket for real.
What up, bro?
Yeah.
What they talking about?
Dude,
all a nigga needs. Bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs. Got bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Man, where the girls at? Where the girls at?
Got bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Got bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Man, call the whole crew, cause the night was smashed.
Bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Got bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Man, where the girls at? Where the girls at?
Got bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Got bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Man, call the whole crew, cause the night been smashed.
Man, where the girls at? Cause the night been smashed. Got a bottle with my hand and the trees in the back. Man, I'm trying to get on and I know you is too. Man, I'm getting kinda tired. Just sitting in the room. Yeah, nigga, just sitting in the room. A nigga kinda mad and I'm tryna leave soon. This be the night and I'm tryna do it my way. Waiting all week for the night and it's Friday. Yeah, nigga, Friday. Gotta do a movie so you know I hit the highway. Looking so fresh in the beam, so clean. I'ma hit about 100 and you know I drive me. 45 minutes and we pull up on the scene. Got bottles, trees, chase, cheese. All we need is girls and we finna start a function. Headed to the telly, get the whole room bumping. We got
bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Got bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Man, where the girls at? Where the girls at?
Got bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Got bottles, trees. That's all a nigga needs.
Man, call the whole crew cause the night's been smashed.
Bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Got bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Man, where the girls at? Where the girls at?
Got bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Got bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Man, call the whole crew cause the night's been smashed.
Mac J, coming with a pocket full of cheese. Not for sale, my nigga, we blowing knees. Now bottles, cheese, you know it's nothing. Platinum OG with some platinum 50. Come in the dungeon, if you feel like puffin'. Got a couple bows with a sip, it's nothing. Take your girl home if you feel like puffin'. Cause all my niggas on if you feel like bustin'.
Bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Got bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Man, where the girls at? Where the girls at?
Got bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Got bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Man, call the whole crew, cause the night's gonna smash.
So sick with it, guess I got the stomach flu. Spitting that virus, so we call that the swine flu. Bottles in the air, in the blunt, already rolled up. Blowing off some grapes, so you know tonight about to pop. Ladies, where you at? I got bottles, you got trees. Tonight is going down, baby girl, is you ready? I'm already drunk, taste fashion down the highway. Ready to get actors, go dumb, cause it's Friday. Pull up to the spot with some bottles and some trees. Ladies, where you at? That's all a nigga need. Trying to hit a function, and you know we got a telly. Bring the whole crew, I got ass, some titties. Got bottles, tree, anything you need. Smacking ass function with a host at the party. It's a lady on. Hit, oh damn, I'm too wasted. Got a thick ass model, my bottle, no chaser.
Bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Got bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Man, where the girls at? Where the girls at?
Got bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Got bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Man, call the whole crew, cause the night's been smashed.
Bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Got bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Man, where the girls at? Where the girls at?
Got bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Got bottles, trees, that's all a nigga needs.
Man, call the whole crew, cause the night's been smashed.
QS on them, that street hop shit, feel me, hey, yo, yo, I'm in a nosebleed section, past cloud nine, I'm continental, we're out the airline, take it to the street, you know how we do it, Nas made it a line, but I made it a movement, it's Trump kite, kid so exclusive, banging on them hard, like Dominique Wilkins, hey yo, turn me up, raise up the trunk, I put on for the hood, I know what they want, shit, get your bounce on. Skip, yeah. Jerk, fuck it, do the wop. Yeah, make it work, ladies. Get bucks, show a nigga you a pro. In the middle of the street, set it down, let it go. I'm full stepping with a thug attitude. I make it do what it do. You hating, I ain't mad at you. Shut the block down from end to end. Ain't no parking on the dance floor, we bout to get in. Yeah, this ain't rapping, this is street hop. Now get up off your ass like your seat's hot. This ain't rapping, this is street hop. Now get up off your ass like your seat's hot. This ain't rapping. This is street hop. Now get up off your ass like your seat's hot. This ain't rapping. This is street hop. Now get up off your ass like your seat's hot. My live niggas light up the kush blunts. We rock shit. Who won what? I'm in the streets maintaining. Speakers banging.
come on over, you'll see what I'm saying, nigga. We can't smoke like Jamaica. We stay live from the peak to the end. Fresh candy paint from the trucks to the lows, man, and all that shit. Get it, cheap thing, get tipsy, and hood hop on. Jump from Jersey, Atlanta, California. Bang, bust you in your face, make you lean back, matrix. That street shit, the reason that I made it. High haters from the land of the Lakers. Riding slow like OJ in the Blazers. Kill two birds with one stone, I'm good. Take it to the club, then bang it in the hood. This ain't rapping, this is street hop. Now get up off your ass like your seat's hot. This ain't rapping, this is street hop. Now get up off your ass like your seat's hot. This ain't rapping, this is street hop. Now get up off your ass like your seat's hot. This ain't rapping, this is street hop. Now get up off your ass like your seat's hot.
This is more than rap, call it a terrorist attack with anthrax. Shutting up clowns and we shut the streets down like police do when Barack's in town. Beat cracking the ground, music you feeling it. Even if you living in a mansion, a project, fancy with the bucket bump with the weather. Plus my hip hop is scorching, has women outside damn near naked. Put your ear to the speaker and the diamond in your earlobe when you melt it. Corporate office won't promote it. We say fuck it, put it out independent so the streets can bang it. While serving drug addicts, crank this CD in your stereo, cause suckers won't play it on the radio. Blast it on your avenue, I'll turn a fresh rapper's raps in the mill.
This ain't rapping, this is street hop. Now get up off your ass like your seat's hot. This ain't rapping, this is street hop. Now get up off your ass like your seat's hot. This ain't rapping, this is street hop. Now get up off your ass like your seat's hot. This ain't rapping, this is street hop. Now get up off your ass like your seat's hot. This ain't rapping, this is street hop. Now get up off your ass like your seat's hot. This ain't rapping, this is street hop. Now get up off your ass like your seat's hot. This ain't rapping, this is street hop.
Peter, have you seen this tuition bill? Morningwood Academy is charging us $30,000.
Well, it looks like we're all going to have to take second jobs. I guess I'll see if I can get my old gig back selling butt scratchers at the ballpark. Butt scratcher? Butt scratcher? Here's your butt scratcher here. Butt scratcher?
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 Yeah, we're back, y'all. Slap Sunday is the Dagger, L.A., West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. And again, if you want to get in, call in, hang out with us today, 661-621-7559. Either chill and just hang out or press 1 to holler at me. But one of my favorite times and one of the favorite things I like to do on this show that I, you know, when I get the opportunity to do it is, you know, Dagger's Beauty of the Week, where such a young, lovely young lady comes in and hollers at me. And because y'all don't know what I'd be going through to have to get some beauties to come through and holler at me. Because there's a lot of guys out there lying their ass off to get girls to send them pictures and to do this and to do that. And so a lot of girls think I'm just like them. And they don't realize that, you know, I'm actually over here trying to do something positive. So those that really do come through and give your boy a chance, I got to thank him very much. So without further ado, this further away, is that how you say that? I don't know. Without further ado, all right? Dagger's Beauty of the Week this week, Miss Tweety, XMB model. Are you there, Ma?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Ma, how you doing? Now, see, when I get all big name and everything, I'm going to have little, you know, sound effects, you know, applause, all kind of shit like that to bring you in officially, fireworks, you know, all kind of stuff like that. But that's all I got right now, just you know me, so I hope you don't mind. But how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good, Daniel.
I'm chilling. I'm relaxing. Like I said, this is the only way I get to satisfy my crazy needs right now, by sitting over here and talking to real people, because I deal with a lot of bullshit on a day-to-day basis. What about you?
Yeah, the same. Tell me about it. You know, say everything go well.
Man, this is a crazy, crazy world. But let's get into this. Let me get into my I got to get into my interview mode. Hold on. Excuse me. Let me get into interview mode. Hold on. All right.
Take your time.
Now, Miss Tweety, and the real name, would that be Nandy? Am I saying that right?
Nandy
Kill. I'm trying to
put my government out there.
Hey, we got it. It's okay. Just once. Leon Holmes here, too, as well. We do. Like I said, I'm not trying to get you jumped or anything like that, but people want to know the old. Like I said, we're going through the bio. I'm just looking at the bio. You know, 20 years of age, young, and not too young, you know, mature, but not too young. You know, when's your birthday?
I just celebrated. It was March 15th.
Oh, you just turned 20?
Yeah.
Well, don't sound so disappointed. It's okay. You got one more year, then we get the party real big, real, real big. Like, so tell us So tell us a little bit about, you know, how'd you get into modeling? Was this something you always, you know, wanted to do? Was this something you discovered? Did somebody put you onto it? I mean, how'd you get involved in this?
Well, I always wanted to model since I was in the eighth grade, you know. Be all in the videos and the magazines and all that other stuff. Because I know I wasn't the size to do runway. So then that's when I got involved with the whole X and B thing. And I just fell in love with it.
What you mean? What you mean? Not the size for the runway? What does that mean? What? Because you it says you're 5'5".
Yeah, I never wanted to do runway. That's I don't wear no size 0, size 3.
You don't got it. So wait. So you're telling me that you got to be a size 2 or 3 to walk runways? I don't think so.
Yeah, basically. Well, that's not what I want to do. That's not what I want to do.
Okay, so you want to do the magazines, you like the videos, you want to get out there, you want to be seen that way. So how did you get hooked up with the X and B thing? How did you get involved with that?
You know, this internet searching, and I came across it because I had a friend who told me about it. You know, and I went up and met with the girls, and I just fell in love with it all the way around.
Okay, so you went to one of the mixers, like, because I was actually just at the mixer that they had out here in L.A. It was pretty popular, too. So you went, what, to the Lancaster mixer and met up with them out there?
Yeah.
Okay. So what else do you like to do? If it wasn't modeling, what else would you be doing? What else do you like to get into? What are some of your hobbies? What are things like that?
Well, I do hair. You know, I'm a cosmetologist. You know, if I'm not doing that, I'm cooking for somebody. You know?
I want to cook. What kind of stuff? What's your best dish? What's the best thing you like to cook? What's your favorite dish that you cook?
Different spaghetti. You know, that's what you have to do, Italian, you know, the homemade. Put you have to do, soul food spaghetti, you know, the usual.
Okay. That sounds good. Now, let's get into, because like I said, usually a lot of people I deal with, at least not on this show, because I deal with real people on this show, but people, you know, you never know who's listening in. And, you know, a lot of guys and a lot of people be wondering, how do they get at girls like you? And I be trying to educate people all the time, like, you can't really get at a girl, you know what I mean? You gotta have yourself together first before you can even approach anybody, you know what I mean? So in your opinion, just because I be trying to help people, but we're brutally honest here, so I want your brutally honest opinion. In your opinion, what is wrong with niggas nowadays?
Immaturity.
Yeah, okay.
A lot of niggas is immature.
Yeah, expand on that. And y'all, and no disrespect to you at all, but this is coming from a 20-year-old fella, so listen up real quick, because you're about to educate y'all real quick. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. The niggas that sit at home on video games all day, no. That's a no. If I'm out in the streets, you're going to be out in the streets too.
Okay, well, I hope you don't got to think, because I play video games too. I'm not all day, but I do play. It's just as long as you're not on them all day.
But
right?
Do you sit in front of the TV all day just playing it?
Oh, no. I got a job. You know, I got things to do. I got radio stations. You know, I got things to do. Like, oh, man. So, okay, y'all. Step up the video games all day, y'all. Like I said, you just sitting on your ass. That's what I was saying. Laziness. Laziness, that's another thing.
Yeah,
see, girls don't like laziness.
Well, one thing, you got to do the same thing.
Well, of course, because, I mean, you don't want to be in a relationship where only one person is doing something the other one's not. That shit never works out. Now, may I ask, after you get all up in your business, you team single, team you got somebody special, or, you know, you complete the fifth? I don't want to dig too much. But
have somebody special that, you know, but it could always be changed, you know?
Oh, wow, it don't sound like you're that special then. As if it could be changed
you just never know. You never
know
who I'm coming across.
No, but see, you never know who you might come across, but if you with somebody special, then whoever comes across shouldn't matter.
Okay, well, let's just say this. If he messes up, that's on him, and then you never know who I might find afterwards.
There we go. That's
okay?
Better. Okay, I'm with you. I'm with that, you know what I mean? We keep it straight up here. That's what I'm just saying. Don't disrespect. I don't want you to ever think I'm being disrespectful, but we're going to get to the bottom of things here. You know, I want some help. Because me, number one, I know I don't know everything, so that's why I want to talk to real people because, you know, my situations and my craziness is not all that goes on in the world. So that's why I need to talk to other people so I can figure out what else is going on in the world. So, and then let's see, hometown, Los Angeles. So where were you born? You were born out here and then moved to Pinedale, or you were born in Pinedale, you just go back and forth, or what?
Okay, I was born in L.A., and I moved to Pinedale when I was 6, and I've been out here ever since.
okay. So yeah, so you're still a Palmdale person because you, in those first couple of years, you know, you couldn't be. Yeah, you get. I was born and raised in L.A. You got out early. Yeah, you Palmdale cat. Oh, that's okay though.
You just don't like it out here.
I mean, it's just for me, I don't know, it's just a little too quiet. I don't know. I like I'm a city boy. It's just a little quiet out there for me, but that's just me. That's just me. Let me not. So one also thing, sweetie, so if let's just say the mom thing doesn't work out, although it will work out because like I said, you obviously got the talent, you got more things going on for you than just modeling or whatever. What would your second choice be? What would you do if you did work modeling?
I'll model for here. I'm gonna do something that has to do with modeling.
Okay, you'll be okay. So instead of being the model, you'll be doing the hair out of them. Okay, like I said, ain't nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. And then, and then let's see. What would be the one thing? What's your one main goal? Is there like one main? What's the point where it's like, okay, I know I made it if I've done this. If you're in this magazine, maybe if you worked with this person, or what would be the one thing you would know you made it if you did that?
The Harmon King.
King Magazine, that's it right there. That's the one.
Yep. That's
all
the
right.
Reason why I want to start doing this, yep.
Well, at least you got your goal in there. What's a little bit of advice for those, for maybe some upcoming models, some of the things they should look out for? What should they be, you know, just some advice. Help those out that are trying to get to where you're at, because a lot of people ain't even in your position. So what would you say to those that are trying to come up and do and be where you're at and what you're trying to do?
Well, if you know from the start, if modeling is what you want to do, just keep pushing it and then dreaming it, and then it's going to happen. Because I've been waiting like 5 years for an opportunity like this. You never know what can happen. So just keep trying.
See, there y'all go. Don't give up on your dreams. Focus. And what kind of dangers are out there for modeling? Because I know it's not easy. Like, what should they be looking out for?
People who don't go against what you do. Because a lot of people tell me, oh, why do you model? Just don't listen to the negativity of what other people have to say. Just keep focused.
There y'all go, man. No matter what y'all do, no matter what y'all got going on, man, stay focused. Don't let nobody deter you. Y'all hearing it from the lady herself. Because, like I said, she's, and y'all gonna see, like I said, you sent me like 3 or 4, you know, you sent me another picture. It was bomb. Don't get me wrong. I like the one I'm going to put up, though, is the one that I really like. Because it's like, well, I'm not going to say it. I'm just going to post it up, and you'll see which one I chose. But when y'all see that, but, also, Ms. Tweety, let them know, I mean, where they can find you. I mean, where, you know, let them know about your crew, your websites, your Facebooks, your Twitters, whatever they got. If people want to come, throw you on one of their videos or try to get something set up with you, how can they get at you?
Well, you can follow me on Twitter at Ms. Tweety 92, and you can also leave on my Facebook, which is Ms. Tweety XMB Model.
See, I hope y'all got that down. Wait one more time. Tell them one more time because I think some people don't be paying attention, so do it one more time for them.
You can follow me on Twitter at Ms. Tweety 92 or also on Facebook at Ms. Tweety XMB Model.
There it is. Now, Ms. Tweety, I would love for you to hang out with me for the show if you would like, but I know you're a busy woman, but I mean, I would love your opinions on a lot of little news things I'm going to get into, a lot of subjects, and a lot of other things that people may call in and everything. So, I mean, if you got the time, I would like you to hang out with me if you do.
Yeah,
you gonna be able to hang out?
Just let me know.
Yes, ma'am. Ms. Tweety's hanging out with me for today, y'all. All right. XMB model, the first XMB model to come through on Slab Sundays. Hopefully, won't be the last, but there's always a first. And that is Ms. Tweety. And we're gonna get back into some music. And this is from your boss right here, Ms. Tweety. And we're gonna get right back and we're gonna get into some news. We're gonna do this, do some news, and then we're gonna get into Dagger's Double Play. All right. So we're gonna chill out with the boss lady herself, Ms. Topaz Lachey. Let's get it.
Yeah. It's your boy DJ D Poppy. We got KY's on the track. Topaz Lachey. Too Sick. Big Menace. Tony.
Walk Swag Music. I'm all up in this party. I'm not even trying to meet nobody. That's why I'm dancing by myself. No, I'm really not trying to mingle. Why you acting cool? If I'm good by myself, please let me be. It's too hot up in this.
Why these niggas mad at me? Leaving these niggas lying at my feet, then defeat, tasting the agony, and I Bundy say hi to the sinner, smoking breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Nope, I don't believe in gravity. These rappers part of the Muppet Show. I see them strings dangling, jangling.
Mama. You can find me in St. Louis. This be your boy, Her Mystery. You now rocking to the hottest music coast to coast.
It's your boy, KY, the Lyrical Psych.
My bad, y'all. All kind of shit is going on over here. Hold up. Are we back? I think we're back. Let me try this again one more time because I want the drop to go. Let's see if I can get the drop to go. Hold on. Come on, you can do it. You can do it. I know you can do it. Can you do it?
It's your boy, KY, the Lyrical Cycle, rapping self-explanatory music. You're now tuned in to the best unsigned radio show in the land, Bang Out Radio. Tune in from Sunday to Saturday to the hottest host rapping from coast to coast.
So pass the shade.
There we go. All right, now we back, y'all. Slap Sunday, the Dagger, L.A., West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio. Y'all know where you at. Y'all know where y'all at. Playing the top independent artists from around the world, the number one radio station for that internet radio station. Let me clarify, because, you know, people don't understand that sometimes. But, yes, we hanging in the building. We back. I got a new beauty of the week hanging with me, Miss Tweety. Let's see if we can get her back here. Hold on. Repping that X and B Squad out of Lancaster. And, y'all, and if y'all don't know the X and B Squad, they setting up chapters. You know what I mean? There's a Vegas chapter. There's a Lancaster chapter. They just came out to L.A. You know, they're about to start setting up the L.A. chapter. You know what I mean? These XMB models is really doing big things. So make sure y'all check out their websites. Make sure y'all see what's up with them. Make sure y'all show y'all support, all right? Because that's just another extension of a bunch of ladies trying to do their thing and trying to, you know, stay focused, y'all. Ain't we all just trying to stay focused on what we're trying to do and do what we love to do? No haters, no problems. We got Miss Tweety back. Miss Tweety, you still good?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yes, ma'am. Good. Thank you. And who else we got? MIA in the building. I see you, Ma. Trying to bring you in. Hold on. Because we're going to get into some news. I got some. Because, like I said, I haven't done any news in a little while. All I could do is, like, especially here on Slap Sundays, because there's a lot of dumb shit going on around the world, y'all. And that's around the world. Not just Los Angeles. What I mean? Everywhere there's always some dumb shit going on. Hold on, dude. There she is. MIA, you good? MIA.
Yeah, what's that?
All right, focus, girl. You good? How you feeling?
You got me on the line?
Yeah, you on. I got you. You press one. The little thing says you want to talk. You don't want to talk?
I press one. My bad. I do want to talk.
You sure? I can take you off if you don't want to talk. Okay,
hey,
just making sure.
How much did you hear, though? No, I'm just playing. Don't. Happy Easter. I got my bottle of pink Wisconsin, though, chilling with my family. You know how I do it.
All right, that's good. That's good. And yes, let me, before
What's
we even go
Tweety?
Any further. She didn't hear you. Tweety?
Yeah, I'm here.
She said hello.
Hello,
you didn't say hello
up.
Back, dog.
Oh, hi, girl.
But let me also say happy Easter to everybody. It is Easter, isn't it? Like I said, happy Easter. I hope everybody's doing their thing or whatever, had a good time with their family. A lot of y'all was in church eating and everything. A lot of stuff I didn't do. But like I said, if you enjoyed yourself today and you ain't, you know, happy Easter. I'm about spreading the joy around there. So let me just take that time to say that real quick because a lot of y'all enjoy y'all families. We keep ours separate over here on mine, so it's been a lonely day, but it's okay, y'all. Like I said, I'm here with y'all now, so everything's just that much better. But let's get into some stories. Let's see what we got out here. Y'all hear what happened in Oklahoma, Tulsa, Oklahoma, about the two guys up there shooting? Just more black people getting shot. There's these people that...
My auntie says that's the Oklahoma.
I'm trying to bring up the story right here. These black people in Tulsa, Oklahoma... Are these white people that went out and shot some black folks? Look, two men were arrested Sunday in a shooting rampage that left three people dead and that terrorized the black community. And police said it's because these are two brothers, and they're saying that one of them was avenging their father's death because his father was killed by a black man like 10 years ago. Are we? You see this? You know what I mean? This is the shit I'll be talking about right here. Like,
yeah, that's
you're gonna
crazy.
Try to, you're going to try to avenge the death of your father, one, number one, 10 years later. Dumb. Why? 10 years, if you're going to revenge somebody, you do it right away. Like, fuck that.
Not really. Sometimes you got to wait because you don't want them to come back to you. No.
But I mean, but no, nah, but I, but damn, 10 years. There's a limitation on shit. You don't wait around 10 years to just not do something. What else has happened over here? Because like this motherfucker, man, he's, they got a 6-year sentence weapon charge. What else? And they acted on an anonymous. And let's see what else. But yeah, y'all just gotta be careful, man. Be careful wherever you are. This is in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And they're just out here trying to, and it looks like it's just, it looks like, you know what it looks like to me? It looks like the race war is about to pop off. I'm sorry. That's just really what it looks like. There are too many white folks shooting black people, and black people are just going to sit by and keep taking that shit. Let's just be honest.
Yeah, it is about to start going down because, I mean, we've been good, you know.
But all right, but here we go. Here goes something funny. Let's lighten it up a little bit. Let's look at it. Here's some funny shit. Let's hear y'all opinions on here are the top 11 stars right now that have just gone broke.
Are you serious? Top 11 stars who just went broke? How the fuck do you go from A-list to being broke? Let me know that. So I wouldn't do it.
Let's look at it as well. And then this goes out to like the models. And this is, I'm only saying this because, like I said, I haven't even looked at the list yet. So we're going to look at the list all together. But manage y'all money. Whatever money y'all make, make sure y'all put shit to the side. Make sure y'all do whatever
hard,
y'all take care of.
On some real shit, you got to have a credit card, prepaid, whatever. Because if you have cash on hand, that shit's going to get spent. I'm sorry.
Well, then y'all better keep it in the bank or do something like that because I just don't want people to get out here and make money doing what they got to do, and then y'all lose it years and years later and got to start right back at zero. I'm just taking from somebody this goes for anybody. Like, manage y'all money or at least always have some money to the side for yourself. Have a little nest egg, somewhere. I don't care if it's a dollar from every bit of money that you get from anything. Just put some shit away.
So who went broke?
Here we go. Y'all ready? Here's the list. Number one, Gary Busey. Gary Busey just went broke. Filed for bankruptcy. If y'all don't know who Gary Busey is, y'all got to think. Take it back to, what was that movie? 48 Hours of Eddie Murphy. Made a whole lot of money back in the day. Gary Busey's also been on a lot of reality shows and shit. These are people that shouldn't be broke. But Gary Busey has a drug problem. So if y'all can't handle y'all drugs, then don't do that
shit.
He's
going to be broke. The dope man got his money. Shit. Don't get it back.
Who else is broke? Sherman Hemsley. Y'all remember him from the most? That A-Man? Wasn't he on A-Man? Him, the old man with the bald head on the top. He was old then, but he's broke now. Who pressed the buttons? Hello?
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
Are we good? Sweetie, you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, so we got Sherman Hesley, y'all, from All in the Family and the Jeffersons. Bro, this thing was on Jefferson.
No,
the Jeffersons was a cracking ass show. That's what I'm saying.
Hey,
like,
I made a song about that shit. Money gone. Hey, money gone. No, I'm just playing. I'm sorry.
I mean, but Tweety, what do you think about that, man? Sherman Hemsley?
I don't even know who that is.
The guy
that's
from the Jefferson.
Today, nobody knows who that is now.
Oh, look at you.
I don't know who that is either. I'm right along with you, girl. I'm like, maybe I'm too young.
Oh,
person.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, yeah, maybe y'all is. I guess that's an old show. What about Kim Basinger? Kim Basinger was good. She was in she's broke now. She was in the 8 Mile movie with Eminem. That's recent. I mean, she broke. I mean, that made
girl?
A group of money.
Are you talking about the white girl?
Yeah, that played his mother, Kim Basinger.
Oh, her, okay. I'm about to say, I've never seen her in anything else except for 8 Mile. The mother, she did a couple of movies. I'm not pretty sure, but yeah, I've seen her face, so, damn, she broke.
Like, who else we got? Wayne Newton. That's that dude from Vegas. I would imagine his time done went. So we'll skip Wayne Newton. Who's this? I have no idea who that is. Mike Tyson's broke. Oh, shit. I did not know he made the list. Wow.
Yeah, Mike Tyson is broke, and he got a rich starter, and he's a world wrestling champion. What the fuck? Like,
that's wrestling. No, boxing champion. That's crazy.
I mean, boxing.
Yes.
I mean, it's the Moscato. My bad. But you know what I mean.
Broke. Mike Tyson broke with the tattoo on his face. Who's this?
Wasn't he
Baldwin.
Just on the roast? He was just, like, on the roast. So that's why they was clowning his ass low-key because he was about to be broke. Because they was talking about him on the Michael J. Fox or whatever that guy did. They was low-key talking about him, too.
Yup. Stephen Baldwin, one of the Baldwin brothers, he's broke. I don't know if he was in a few movies. He didn't do nothing really major. There's like five Baldwin brothers, so I mean they can't all be successful. Who else made the list? We all knew MC Hammer was broke. We all knew he'd been broke a long time. So
yeah, he been broke.
Who else? Jose Canseco. Baseball players can get broke too. This shit is crazy. Jose Canseco had what he had. He's a home run hitting champion twice. He was at it for like 2 years. Broke.
Okay, so what is his addiction?
I don't know. I'm not reading that far. What else we got? Anna Nicole Smith, she's broke. We already knew she was broke and dead. Walt Disney, broke? How is Disney broke? Well, no.
$100 to get in their park.
But you know what it is? I think it's the family that's broken. It's not the name. It's like, I think the company that bought out the family and the family's broke. But the Disney name is still good. But, damn, that's crazy.
I don't give a fuck. Disney is not supposed to be broke. Family name, none of that shit. They supposed to have money. money. Falling out the motherfucking sky. You feel me?
But they do.
They've been
not,
doing
so
cartoons and having their name done ever since, man, before I was even born, before some of my parents, you know, was born. You know, they've been doing shit, so I don't know how they fucking broke.
But there's just an example, y'all, just a very few of some people. And these are some big names, some people, I mean, y'all remember in their primes, they was out there and they had all kind of bucks and everything, and they just think, like, dead broke right now. So this is just out to independent artists, just anybody out there. If you're trying to do your thing or whatever, make sure you got your pockets right, you know, in the long term. You know, don't just go hard. Don't just go hard right now. So... this shit is crazy. And then when you hot, you hot. You know what I mean? When you hot, ride it, but stack at the same time. Don't just ride it and burn yourself out, y'all. Listen to what I'm telling you. I'm just trying to help. But we're going to get into Dagger's Double Play real quick, get back to these slappers on Slap Sunday. Like I said, I got Miss Tweety, X&B. First X&B, you know, model, beauty of the week, chilling with me today. MIA is always checking in right now. And we're going to get back into some more stories as soon as we get back to Dagger's Double Play, y'all. See y'all in a minute. We're going to start it off just like this with me, my girl, and her girl. Let's go. If it'll go, it'll go as soon as it goes. Let's see. Hold on. Come on. You can do it. You can do it. One more time. Back.
With your voice, bitch.
Yes, sir.
Mac Machete the Madman. The Dagger, bitches.
Y'all know.
Yeah.
Y'all know.
And me, my girl, her girl, and her girl.
Yeah.
Can you dig that? The Dagger, you know what I'm talking about, man.
Exactly.
We gonna keep it
about.
Real, real player.
Yeah. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And we don't have to be ashamed. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And we about to do our thing. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. Don't worry about what we do. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And if you buy it, you can come too.
Hey girl, how you doing?
I wonder if you got a minute.
Maybe I can take you out.
Maybe we could just kick it.
I hope that you open minded.
Maybe I can change your world.
That's only if you trying to go.
If we and my girl,
I see you look a little strange.
Don't dismiss it.
You only live once.
Maybe we can get explicit.
If you with it like I'm with it,
baby, we could have a ball.
Penetration is devastating.
X-rated, I fade them all.
It's all on you, baby.
What you wanna do,
baby?
With your homegirls,
well they can come too, baby.
We can get it pop.
Have your body percolate.
Off a fizzle and some weed.
We hype you with no hesitation.
I see you contemplate,
think about it for a while.
Baby, I'm a witty boy.
You can tell by my style.
She smile, I know I got her.
Got my collar on fresh.
When we done with the bra, my girl tell her
who's next.
Me, my girl, and her girl. And we don't have to be ashamed. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And we about to do our thing. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. Don't worry about what we do. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And if you buy it, you can come too.
It's time to get it cracking, ladies. So wear it out, you know what I'm all about. We fucking, we ain't going now. What we need is right here. 80 proof and better, drink a pound of the second dank and fizzle.
What the fuck you say?
Now a nigga fucking like a tinny. Got these bitches screaming like I'm taking their virginity. The ones that act tough like they can handle the fucking. Until I gut her like a turkey with the salt top stuffing. Thought that I was bluffing. I talk shit and back it up. She took a break and called a girl and told her,
I need back it up.
back that ass up.
Daggers acting juvenile, one laying on the other. Doggy style, dog pile. Play them triple X games, I'm a gold medalist. I beat that pussy dead. Dagger is the deadliest specialist. I can't lie, I love this shit. So y'all can lick each other's pussies and go suck on my dick. It's just
me, my girl, and her girl. And we don't have to be ashamed. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And we about to do a thing. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. Don't worry about what we do. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And if you buy it, you can come too.
One-on-one is really fun, but Dagger's out for having more. Start with 16 bitches, watch a battle for the final four. Losers gotta ride the bench, winners get up in the ring. Now you gotta battle the
Logic Kid.
This is what the Dagger do, don't be ashamed to be afraid. You wanna put the edge, if you got both and get the trade. My bitches fuck bitches, they ain't caring what I hate to say. If you don't like the song, then you ain't with it anyway.
My girl, her girl, your girl. I lick, she lick, you suck. Attack from all angles, demolish, diminish. I'm busting like an M1 till the chamber finish. Prescription a pleasure, you bally, whatever. Me and my girl will take you down together. I'm clever with the rhymes, but I'm better with the stroke. Provoke the panties off and tell my girl, here we go.
It's just me, my girl, and her girl. For sure. And we don't have to be ashamed.
Nope,
it's just me, my girl, and her girl.
What y'all doing?
And we about to do our thing. It's just me, my girl, and her girl.
Yeah.
Don't worry about what
don't worry.
Do. It's just me, my girl, and her girl.
What y'all doing?
And if you buy it, you can come
I'm
too.
Going, nigga.
You just bring me on first.
Oh shit. Right now. The Dagger. Yo Mama Production. We got another one.
Hey Riz, I'm gonna need you to put some funk on that.
Out this class.
When you mix that down.
Yeah. I'ma tease y'all with the hook real quick. Riz, bring it in once real quick.
Is the booty big?
Yes.
Is the booty soft?
Yes.
Put that arch in your back, girl. Show it
come
all.
On.
Show it all. Show it all.
Yeah, that was just a sample. But now we're gonna get ready. Now that y'all know what I'm on, you know I know what this song's about. If you got ass, bring it to the dance floor.
Is the booty big?
Yes.
Is
okay.
The booty soft?
Yes.
Put that arch in your back, girl. Show it all.
Woo.
Show it all. Show it all. Is the booty big?
Yes.
Is the booty soft?
Yes.
Put that arch in your back, girl. Show it all.
Y'all ready?
Show it all. Show it all.
Ladies, how you doing?
Daggers here.
To help you represent, you tried to squeeze your ass in a skirt. Nope.
Didn't fit.
When it comes to butt, you got a grip. Don't you ever be ashamed. Get all in old booty. Having bitches hanging on your neck. As for me, I'm loving it. Pick it up and drop it low. Move that ass and take it faster. Get close and
ride slow.
Let me see your rodeo. Show me how the booty ride. Smooth skin.
Gotta glide.
I may even slip and slide. I ain't even got a lot to turn around and there's a proof. Arch it back and make it clap. I love the way you execute. Another plus, kind of cute. Smelling good. Need a take. Last chick had a lot of buzz, but had a butter. Be careful when you see your booty, even though it's round and brown. He's ugly with no titty.
What happened
when she turns around? I ain't here to clown, I'm only here to speak the truth. And hope that every woman with a booty out there getting loose.
Is the booty big?
Yes.
Is the booty
come
soft?
Yes.
Put that arch in your back, girl. Show it all. Show it all. Show it all. Is the booty big?
Yes.
Is the booty soft?
Yes.
Put that arch in your back, girl. Show it all. Show it all. Show it all.
Tell me why you acting scared. Let the Dagger make it clearer. Just pretend that you at home by yourself in the mirror. I know how women do. You look at what your booty do. Practice makes perfect. When you're ready, show it all, boo. Up and down the avenue, in the club or on the pole. That booty got a lot of jelly, baby. Can you make it roll? Show me that you in control. Confident without a fear. I'll grab you like I'm Scorpion and tell that ass.
Get over here.
Sorry that I jumped the gun. Dagger's starting to have fun. You can't even hide that ass. So arch your back and give me some. Or turn and run away. Dagger don't got time to play. That bitch got so much booty that she put the rest on layaway. Thinks I'm gonna pay to play.
Nope.
Never, bitch, go get your own. You got a booty, but you broke. Leave me the fuck alone. Dagger doesn't pay to play. So a trick I'll never
nope.
be. Or closer to a pimp. Cause some bitches always paying me.
Is the booty big?
Yes.
Is the booty soft?
Yes.
Put that arch in your back, girl. Show it all. Show it all. Show it all. Is the booty big?
Yes.
Is the booty soft?
Yes.
Put that arch in your back, girl. Show
come
it
on.
All.
You got the biggest ass I ever seen up on the Atlas. You got on granny panties.
Yeah.
Bitch, not attracted. I hate it when a woman got a booty, but she treated wrong. Booty shorts, boy shorts, G-string, or a thong. It's all a booty needer. Don't worry any, let it breathe. Plus the tat above it makes me smile like I'm saying.
Gotta stop and freeze, let the booty wobble by. Heels are like hydraulics to a booty, got it sitting high. Do you be getting high? Power feels a just trick. I do them all in once. I'm going hard, don't gotta think. I need a hyphy chick, thick. I don't need a square, but if you wanna come to the
store,
I'll take you there. We can do it anywhere. Trust I'll treat that body well and have you please screaming for the dagger like I'm 112. Met a chick, her dad was black, her mama was a Navajo. Worked her booty like a pro, I screamed out.
Is the booty big?
Yes.
Is the booty soft?
Yes.
Put that arch in your back, girl. Show it all. Show it all. Show it all. Is the booty big?
Yes.
Is the booty soft?
Yes.
Put that arch in your back, girl. Show it all. Show it all. Show it all.
You know, now that I think about it, I don't ever remember seeing Granddad with a woman. There was a time when I was 3 when I thought he was gay, but now I think it's just bad luck.
Well, I don't see what the big deal is with hoes anyway.
Riley, all women are not hoes. We're talking 20-25% tops.
Okay, but if they not all hoes, then why I got to pay to take them out to eat then? I mean, I'm paying. That's payment.
I don't know, because that's just what you do. You meet a girl, you take her out to dinner, but you're not paying the girl, you're paying the restaurant.
But I'm paying, which makes her a hoe. Why don't I just give her the money I was gonna spend on dinner, and that hoe can go grocery shopping?
Yeah, we back, y'all. Slap Sunday at the Dagger, L.A., West Coast all day. Bang out radio, and make sure y'all get ready for the smoke session, because that's what we get into next. So make sure you got your blunts, your bars, your zigzags, whatever you're rolling up, whatever you're smoking on, make sure you got it ready, because that's what we get into next. Right back to the phone lines with my newest beauty of the week, and very first XMB member ever to come through on Slap Sundays, Miss Tweety, still in the building hanging with me?
Yes,
ma'am. Thank you. And MIA, still in the building, like always, chilling with me?
Chilling, you know me.
Thank you. You know, I just want to give a quick shout-out real quick to a couple of people that I actually know are listening right now that I know that. So I'm checking with y'all. Young Seth, I see you, man. Good looking out. Thanks for the support. Nathamia, a.k.a. Almost Signed. Good looking out. Eddie K. Wise, I know you out there, baby. I see you, man. Keep the music coming. LaJoy Burns, chilling. Nicole Wheat, see you, Ma. Make sure you check us out. Check us out every week right here. Cadillac Cavs, man. Shout out West all day, man. There's just a few people that I know. Oh, wait. Coco Cruz, I see you, Ma. Hanging with me. Derek from Mob Records, me too, man. Y'all chilling with me. Who else? Wait. I see one more. Hold on. Where'd she go? I saw her. I don't want to leave anybody out. XMB Lyric, checked in. I see you, Ma, hanging out, listening. One of your squad members. I met a lot of your little squad members, though. Not little, let me not say it that way. But I met your squad members at the LA Mixer. You know, wasn't you supposed to come out, Tweety? Why wasn't you there? What happened?
I had to work yesterday.
Oh, okay. That's a reasonable excuse. I understand. Got to work.
Yeah, I've got a high school now.
Okay, for sure. Like I said, I'll be there too. Don't even trip. And then also, shout out to, let's see, Kiera Kirvin. Hope I said that right, Ma. If I didn't, I apologize now. But good looking out. Thanks for showing your support, all right? Now, let's get back into the news. Because, like I said, I haven't done news in a while. And again, there's a lot of shit going down. So, did y'all hear about, y'all heard about that doctor that was filling up ladies' butts in Florida with, like, cement and other shit, right? With the wrong shit.
Yeah.
Or trying to get some fake butt implants. Now, hold on, y'all.
Yeah.
See, this is why. Hold on. Now, what happened was the person that was doing the implants, he was charged, but he's going to plead not guilty. Now, I don't know how he's going to plead not guilty for this, but listen, just to recap. Now, a Florida woman accused by authorities of illegally injecting toxic substances into women's butts as an enhancing procedure has pleaded not guilty. Now, the South Florida Sun Sentinel reports that O'Neill Ron Morris sent in a written plea of not guilty to the court, right? Now, she faces unlicensed practice of medicine and related charges in Broward County. Morris, who police say, now, also keep this. Morward was born a man and had a sex change operation and became this woman who's doing these illegal procedures, all right? Now, first of all, a few things. Number one, and this is, ladies, you just got to be happy with what you have and what you got. And if you want to change something about you, then change it yourself. There's ways to do that. Exercise, working out, certain, what I don't know exactly what you can do, but you got to be able to do it yourself, because all these backyard shit and everything, and if y'all see this picture I'm looking at now, right now, on this little news website thing, it's fucking crazy. And then she used flat tire sealant, glue, caulk, and cement, and was putting all these in women's asses to blow them up. Yo, there's something wrong with that. Like, Sweet, let me ask you, being a model and everything. I don't even know how to word the question, because would you get any kind of work? Do you see yourself getting any kind of work done, or would you get any kind of work done?
Let's see. It depends, you know. Like, I want to get my stomach done. But see,
okay,
that's injecting something in me is taking stuff out.
Okay, well, let me reword it this way. Would you go to some backyard, unlicensed, unmet medical person to get your medical assistance, get your medical procedures done? Let me ask you that.
Nope. If I would, I'll go to a Chinese person. I don't know.
She said I go to a Chinese person. Man, okay, at least you're smarter than these bitches. It's like, man. This is dumb right here. But yes, ladies, don't go through no plastic surgery in somebody's backyard or basement, because it's not going to work out, no matter how.
Does not mean it's going to be good. No, don't get that semen stuck in your booty like the other woman did.
Yeah, I'm about to copy and paste this picture too. I'm gonna post this up on Facebook later so y'all can see what I'm looking at right here. So, because this shit is funny. I'm sure people probably have seen it, but I'm going to put it back up anyway. This shit is fucking ridiculous. Like, it literally looks like, just like the cartoons. You know, like in the cartoons, when you stick something in somebody and they just blow up as it leaks in and everything like that? That's literally
what it looks like. So, what blew up? What got blew up?
Her butt. Her ass. It was all butt implants. Now, but if you look at her.
Butt implants.
But if you look at the picture I'm looking at, right, it's like, if you would want to say an hour-shaped frame, but it's so lopsided and off, and you can just look at it, like, it's just, I mean, she got ass, but, I mean, I would just be scared to see what it looks like if it was uncovered. I would be really scared to see what it looked like if it was uncovered. It just don't look smooth. That's all. Let's see. What else? Okay, we can go to Detroit. Who's walking? Who's got a loud background? Somebody's doing something. We all good? Okay, I think we're good. Let me tell you.
Let's
go to Detroit. Now, Detroit got crazy motherfuckers, too. You can ask Ashton Martin. I'm not saying he's crazy, but, I mean, he got some crazy motherfuckers in his hometown. Five men have been charged in the abduction and slaying of two Michigan women that were kidnapped and stuffed in the trunk of a car at gunpoint. For no reason. These dudes didn't have shit else to do. Look, Brandon, Miguel, Reginald, Jeremy, and Brian, 26, 24, 19, 25. Bunch of young cats, you know what I mean? Charged with two counts of first-degree murder, two counts of felony murder, two counts of torture, and two counts of unlawful imprisonment. Yes, get rid of these cats. Why does it take so long? See, I'm a firm believer in, if you feel the need, you can just go out and kill somebody and just be like, whatever, it just don't matter. Fuck it, kill that person too. It should be able to go both ways. It may be an asshole, whatever. That's just how I feel. I'm sorry. Fuck all that rehabilitation. Fuck all that, you know. I mean, there's a story for everybody, I guess, in current situations. But I'm talking about just cold-blooded, you know what, I'm going to kill this person just because. This is what I'm talking about. Not defending yourself.
You're a cold-blooded killer.
That's what I'm saying. If you're a cold-blooded killer and that's how you feel, then we should be able to shoot you and put you out of here and not be able to feel bad about that. Fuck a court. Fuck taxes. Fuck, you know, juries and judges and all that. We don't need all that shit. Just take this nigga out back, put a bullet in his head, bury him under the dirt, and let's keep it pushing.
I just don't understand how you become a cold-blooded killer. That's like, what the fuck? Like, how do you really not give a fuck about nothing? Like, you just really want to sit there and find somebody's neck up and just go all through their body and chop them up in pieces and do all the extra shit. Some people
there's
do
a lot.
Like that.
Yes, there's a lot.
They say it's
hard
when
people.
You're killing animals, but I think
and
it's
I'm one of
that.
Them. But see, look, I'm a person, see, I don't give a fuck. I understand the mentality that these people have.
I mean, I don't
it's
give
just
a fuck,
that,
but
no, but see,
no
but we, but that's what I'm saying. We care enough to care about ourselves, like I said, and we don't care enough to go out and harm somebody else. See, I don't give a fuck, but I don't give so much of a fuck that I'm not going to go out of my way to harm the next person. You know what I mean? That's how much I don't give a fuck. That's how much, it just
yeah,
doesn't matter to
that's
me.
That's true.
You know,
that's true.
But there
I feel the same
but
way.
But there are those people that really just can't, that just can't either deal with themselves, deal with their lives, or deal with something that have to lash out at anything, you know. And these are the people that need to be taken out, because, like I said, we all go through problems, we all go through issues, we all got fucking drama, and if we always just out killing people every day just because we wanted to, you know how many people would fucking die if I just wanted to just kill people? Oh, I got.
Do you
a list
really
already?
Know how many people who would die?
Yes, I'm saying, like, I got a list of my. I mean, we can all talk. Everybody has that list, or at least a top 10 motherfuckers, or at least one person, like, you know what? If I could kill that motherfucker and get away with it, that would be a damn motherfucker. We all
you
got
know
at
what?
Least
honestly,
one.
Some real shit, the only way I can kill somebody is really over self-defense. Like, I cannot just, like, say, oh, fuck
yeah,
it, I'm going to go shoot somebody today. Like, you really got to fucking, I can't fight you back. If I can't fight you back and make you get on your motherfucking knees, then it's a problem, and I might have to kill your ass.
Yeah. I'm all about self-defense, too. Like I said, if you shoot at me, if you take that first swing at me, or if you try to come take me down, then you better do it, because once you take that first attempt on my life, then I can kill you and get away with it. So then it's all good. Like, that's the good part about it. You just that.
And how can you really claim self-defense, though? Like, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Like,
no, it's real easy. Like I said, you'd be surprised what cops... Yeah, you'd be surprised what cops can do and shit like that, how they can determine things and everything.
If you can't take me no more, like, what the fuck?
Well, no, if you got to take an ass whooping, you got to take an ass whooping. But there's a point where it's like there's an ass whooping and then, like, somebody picks up a weapon or something like that, or a bottle or something. I mean, there's little things that escalate shit from hand-to-hand to weapon charges and shit. So y'all just be careful and know the law before y'all out there doing shit. But... Like I said, we all try to decrease the violence. But at the same time, man, I'm just trying to tell y'all, there's a lot of fucking craziness going on. And if y'all don't pay attention, and if y'all just going to stay focused on yourselves and what you got going on in your own life, then this is going to be problems. It's just going to be problems. How many fucking problems do people go through a fucking day? I went through all kind of problems. I go through so many problems between Wednesday and fucking Sunday, and then from Sunday to Wednesday again, that it's like, I don't know what the fuck to do. But I'm here.
Man,
you know what
real,
I'm saying?
That's
we're still moving.
If you can't get through your problems, and if you can't go get over it and take it as a learning experience, then you're going to go crazy. If you can't move on and just say, okay, fuck it, maybe it is something in this that I need to gain from it. If you can't understand that, then I don't know. Maybe you really are crazy or something. Really?
And also, and then y'all parents out there, man, let's go to the parents real quick. For all y'all parents out there, watch your motherfucking kids, like this stupid motherfucker in Philadelphia right here. Authorities say that a 4-year-old boy has shot himself in the chest in Philadelphia with a gun he found under his mother's pillow. All right? The shooting happened at around 6 p.m. Saturday, and let's see, in the Mayfair section of Northeast Philadelphia. Police say the boy shot himself once in the left side of the chest with a handgun. Now he's in critical condition. He's in critical condition and undergoing emergency surgery. You know, in the St. Christopher's Hospital for Children. Look at this,
aww,
y'all.
That's a baby.
First of all,
he don't even know.
First of all, that's 4 years old. You know what I mean? I think about my niece and my nephew. They just barely almost getting on 2. You know what I mean? I see what 4-year-olds look like. Number one, what? Mother, bitch, oh, my God, why do you have a gun underneath your pillow on your bed? Like, this is some kind of movie. What the fuck?
Well,
like,
I can understand that, but she probably should have moved it.
No.
You don't keep
a gun under the bed, you know what I mean, when you got a 4-year-old, because I know 4-year-olds can climb up on beds. 4-year-olds can get in shit. You know what I mean? They can open shit. They can close shit. They can move around. They can do all this type of stuff. And then, like you said, the motherfucking kid don't know what the hell he just picked up from under his mama's pillow. Thought it was a toy or some shit or whatever, and then popped himself in the chest. Like, it's not, I'm trying not to laugh, but I mean, I'm sorry, I laugh at dumb shit, because this shit is fucking stupid. This type of shit can be avoided. I may sound like I don't have a heart, but in these kind of situations, this is the part that I don't give a fuck about. I give a fuck about the boy, because it's fucked up because you don't know no better. But I mean, where do we point the finger in this? Do we point it at the mother? Do we point it at society? I mean, was she living in the neighborhood where she felt she had to keep a gun underneath her fucking pillow to protect herself and her kids? I mean, where do we draw the line on this? Where does the blame go?
The mother.
Okay, the mother plays it.
Where was she at when she was supposed to be watching her kid in the first place?
That too. And especially if you know you got a gun underneath your bed, I would think you would not want your kid running around in your bedroom. I mean, you would keep a door locked, I believe, or something. I mean, in my opinion, I don't got kids. So, I mean, I don't know. So I'm really biased on this topic. But at the same time, I got kids in my family. I know people with kids and everything, and at least the people that I know wouldn't do this type of fucking dumb shit. I know people that got guns in the house, but they ain't nowhere around the fucking children.
Exactly.
Man, this is the shit that be stressing me out. This is the shit that upsets me, and this is why I don't even watch the news or I read the news. Like I said, I do this for y'all because I try to share stuff. But this is why I don't watch this shit, because if I was by myself and didn't have a radio show or anything, I wouldn't want to know about this shit because this shit would just piss me off. I'm pissed off right now. I'm mad. Some little 4-year-old boy somewhere shot himself for no fucking reason. I cannot stand stupidity. But it happens every day, every hour. Somebody's being fucking stupid right now somewhere.
Either. Just like I be hearing like about cases, how these parents be killing their kids. Like, how the fuck can you do that? Like, how can you kill your kid?
Real easy.
I'm talking about intentionally, like, taking them to a fucking lake or, like, shooting a kid. Because I've heard some cases where that shit didn't happen. And that shit pissed me off.
I just don't get it. And then it's like, I hate the fact when people try to challenge, like, when parents do shit to kids, or people challenge people that they know can't defend themselves. You know what I mean? If you wanna try to harm somebody, try to harm somebody that can probably put hands on you or something like that. Don't try to, if you wanna fuck up your shit, don't take it out on somebody who can't defend themselves or can't do anything about it anyway. I mean, that's just fucked up. That's some punk ass shit in itself. You know how they always say pick on somebody bigger than you? You gotta be a real, real weak, scary, bitch ass type of person, like I said, to do harm to kids, to just be that type of person. I just don't understand. I just don't, and it's just perplexing me. So on that note, I'm gonna get to the smoke session because I need to smoke because I'm pissed off about this whole thing right now. Make sure you got your blunts, your bongs, your zigzags, whatever you're about to roll up and get into the smoke session, y'all. That's what we're about to do right now. And also make sure, y'all, I need some more smoking tracks. Don't get me wrong. I love the weed tracks that I got already and shit. I will continue to play these smoking tracks during the smoke session because, like I said, I fucks with them. But I do need some new tracks for the smoking session. So remember, all y'all independent artists out there, give me y'all smoking tracks, all right? dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. We're going to get into the smoking session, and then we'll be right back. And like I said, we're going to get into some positive stuff. Because like I said, I'm going to give you all the top 10 companies that are hiring this week. I didn't get to do that earlier, so I'm going to make sure we end it on a positive note, at least a little bit. I see you got back, Miss Tweety. Hold on real quick, because we're going to go into the smoke session, and then we'll be right back with Miss Tweety, XNB model extraordinaire, number one on Slap Sundays, and also MIA chilling with me. We'll be right back. This is the smoke session. We're going to start it off with Cash Addicts. Let's smoke.
What's up with the drought, nigga? Hey, hit that nigga Randy Third up, nigga. You know the team in the back, right? I got a dub for the flight, nigga. Speaking of flight, TSC. Seattle. Got weed? Yes. Let's smoke. AJ rolling up the grams, bro. Got weed? Yes. Let's smoke. AJ rolling up the grams, bro.
Looking for the kush. Who got weed? Weed man about to make a stack off me. I want two, she want three. Whole click about to be turned all week. Hey, CA, motherfucker, look. On the block blowing trees like a Mexican. Inked up in the swag nice like a reverend. Let me get stack of the kush, never stress me. And a bitch only for the neck like a necklace. Get her high, now she wanna touch. Heat it up, make it turn red, embarrassment. Left bitch, looking for the green. Cannabis, burn the tuck, leave full of dots like leprechaun. Messages ain't about green, I don't mess with. Blowing trees, MOB, deck settled. Hitting up the homie cause I know that he on deck with it. And just because I know him, he gon' hit me with some extra shit. Medical, roll it in the Camry, box. Get a check, kinda like convertible, copper. Monday through Monday, blow tree school every day. But that don't mean I can't smoke weed.
Pass me the swisher, nigga. Love.
Got weed? Yes. Let's smoke. Hey day, rolling up the grams, bro. Got weed? Yes. Let's smoke. Hey day, rolling up the grams, bro.
Looking for the kush. Who got weed? Weed man, about to make a stack off me. I want two. She want three. Whole clique about to be turned all week.
MC, nigga. She ate, bro.
King hat shades black trying to get to me. That leprechaun shit, I'm talking green like that leprosy. Eyes red from that purple and it still won't get the best of me.
Nope.
Turtle feet, I'm moving slow, but still nobody catching me. CA, smoke it till it's gone. After that, get some more, then drop, get your own. Holla at me if you need it. Get the switches from the stove. Fuck papers, it's a rap. Can't see me cause I'm a ghost, now I'm on rap. Girl in front of me talking fast like an action loud. Packing a pistol, what she saying sound like nothing. I told her pump her brakes and take a break. You smell that gun. Just 5 minutes later, my eyes red again like a lobster. Proper, I'm talking that medical like a doctor. Possibly have her seeing red, yellow, green like a rasta. Marley, I'm hot like the cherry, so you can't catch me. I'm not trying to hear it, especially if you don't smoke weed, nigga. So don't say shit unless it's
got weed, let's smoke. Hey day, rolling up the grams, bro. Got weed, let's smoke. Hey day, rolling up the grams, bro.
Looking for the kush. Who got weed? Weed man about to make a stack off me. I want two, she want three. Whole clique about to be turned all week. Hey.
What the fuck are you doing? Pass the blunt.
Vacuum mouth ass, nigga.
That bomb, but I'm high all the time. That blue dreaming master cuz it got me blowed out my mind. I got that bomb, but I'm high all the time. That sour D's and OG cuz it got you blowed out your mind. I got that bomb, but I'm high all the time. That blue dreaming master cuz it got me blowed out my mind. I got that bomb, but I'm high all the time. That sour D's and OG cuz it got you blowed out your mind. I got that bomb, but
this is legal in California. You got your medical card, light up your marijuana, man, I'm gone. And I don't think I'm coming back. I smoke three blunts of the purple and stuff Jack in the Sheldon Black. I smoke the bomb. Shit, even my mama know it. Sorry, mom, I love the ganja. That's why I always blow it. I'm a fiend. Addicted to naturality. When the green is in my system, would you love me or be mad at me? Practically, the weed that you smoke, it's irrelevant, man. I blow the good enough to take out an elephant, man. The type of shit I bag and niggas buy if I'm selling it, man. Junior Reed, tell these niggas I'm the medicine, man. AKA Mr. One a Month. I spit the THC to make a nigga wanna roll a blunt. Or better yet, probably make you wanna pack a bone. If you high as me, then sing along to the smoking.
I got that bomb, but I'm high all the time. That blue dreaming master cushion got me blowed out my mind. I got that bomb, but I'm high all the time. That sour D's and OG cushion got you blowed out your mind. I got that bomb, but I'm high all the time. That blue dreaming master cushion got me blowed out my mind. I got that bomb, but I'm high all the time. That sour D's and OG cushion got you blowed out your mind. I got that bomb, but
what you want? Sativa, indica. One have you turned down, the other have you turned up. They both bomb, but that platinum, I had you stuck. I took one hit of the blunt and I start rapping like I was drunk. Close to 500 an ounce, that's what I'm talking about. I been had the keys to this game, probably lock you out. Blowing on that bubble kush hash, that'll knock you out. In the S5, windows up, hot boxing it out. I live my life like it's 420 every day. I blow a half an ounce a day, I hope I keep the doc away. Closer to my dreams, I'm getting higher than Guapalay. Blowing on this train wreck, I hope it don't wreck my day. All this smoking and coughing, I can't feel my face. I swear the skywalker make me feel like I was out of space. Blowing on this fruit, lemon kush, pineapple grape. If you know me, then trust me when a nigga
say, hey. I'm high all the time, that blue dreaming master kush, it got me blowed out my mind. I got that bomb, but I'm high all the time, that sour D's and OG kush, it got you blowed out your mind. I got that bomb, but
time that blue dreaming, man's the cushion got me blowed out my mind. I got that bomb, but I'm high all the time. That sour D's and OG cushion got you blowed out your mind. I got that bomb, but.
Hold up, y'all. We still smoking. Hold on. Ooh, I got too high of my damn self, and I wanted to make sure I got in on this. So hold on. Oh, where is it at? See? This is why you got to have shit ready before you start smoking. Don't try to do it while you're smoking, all right? Like I always tell y'all, be better than me. Here we go. Let's keep it smoking.
KD, now, I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But, I do, and we on the dark side.
So
thank you so much for still lending your voice to this.
Yeah.
I can sit back, smoke weed, and listen
I'm
to you sing
so
all day.
High.
But let's get into it like this.
Fresh up in the morning, a nigga still yawning. Couldn't get no sleep cause these bitches keep calling. Falling on a nigga, damn it, I don't need that. Woke up high, then I forgot where the weed at.
There it goes.
Top of me to wake and bake without it, I'm a different man. Weed makes me wanna try without it, I don't give a damn. Break it up, roll it up, spark the tip, inhale. Send the smoke to my lungs faster than the email. Now I'm feeling really well, living life on cloud nine. I get tired of
weed,
need it all the time. Daggers on a daily grind, full speed right out the gate. Call my weed,
Chris Angel.
Watch me levitate. Niggas quick to hate cause I be stacking with my eyes red. Gonna die high, smoking weed on my deathbed. That should help my spirit flow. Look, my blood broke. Now it's time for surgery cause Dr. Dagger gotta smoke. Please pass a zigzag, roll it up, lick it fast. I know I ain't the only one that gave a blunt a body cast. Dagger walks a higher path. Try to catch me if you can. Somewhere up in Neverland, smoking on that
Peter Pan.
You will never understand. Dagger's life is full of hurt. That's why I spend a lot of it
floating through the universe.
Could be worse, a lot of people hate, but you can say the drama. I'm in love with Mary Jane, aka Miss Marijuana.
So high, feels like I'm taking off. I'm so high. Everyone should smoke some weed and get high. Cause I feel like I'm taking off. I'm so high. Everyone should smoke some weed and get high.
People y'all choking, coughing up my lungs, but a nigga still smoking. Hoping they legalize it quick while they make it hard. I ain't paying $40 just to get a weed card.
Fuck that.
Sorry, doctor, office, I ain't stepping in. Got 4 or 5 suppliers for prescribing me my medicine. Helps me keep the devil in, keeps me cool when I'm high. KD, get over here, please, girl, and help me out. Yeah, when I rise and I, when I go to sleep, when I'm writing bars, but when I kill a beat, when I be going out, before and after work, when I'm feeling good, when I feel hurt, when I roll out, when I post up. While I'm getting hit, while I'm getting fucked. Because the world is foul, that's why I'm right now. Dagger reps the green team, keep it in my bloodstream. Now I bleed, eat shit, make smoking piss green. Yeah, I know I smoke a lot when thinking I'm in overdrive. Ain't nothing like a hypey high.
Dagger, you ain't never lied.
You can try to reach my level, but I don't fuck with y'all. And if I fall, don't blame the weed, blame the alcohol. I piss on you like Kelly, I believe I can fly. Because I'm
so high. Feels like I'm taking off. I'm so high. Everyone should smoke some weed and get high. Cause I feel like I'm taking off. I'm so high. Everyone should smoke some weed and get high.
That's right, y'all. That was a smoke session. Dagger, LA, West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio. And we're back, y'all, about to come to an end of another Slap Sundays. Like I said, 2 hours is definitely not enough time to try to slap the stupidity out of people and play these slappers by independent artists from around the world. But we do what we can in the time that we're allowed. So, and, of course, shouts out again to my X&B newest beauty of the week, the first X&B model to come through on Slap Sundays. Miss Tweety is still in the building, still hanging with us.
Yeah, I'm still with you.
Still hanging, still chilling, as always. And MIA, still in the building? MIA? Mia? Watch, I bet you she'll kick in a second. But, what the hell? Hello? Okay. Mia, you good? Guess not. All right, y'all, but anyway, Miss Tweety, go ahead. Like I said, again, thanks for being here. And then always, man, you got both my numbers. Lock in this number here for the show. Like I said, call in any Sunday, any Wednesday. You're always welcome to come through, give your opinion, chill, hang out with me if you ain't got nothing else going on. And you also make sure you keep me updated on everything you got going, all right, because XMB is going to be doing a lot of things. I'm probably going to be functioning a lot with y'all, but keep me posted, all right?
Okay, I will.
All right, Mike, any shout-outs you want to give, make sure you give out your information and everything again real quick. Your Facebook's where they can find you. I'm going to post your pictures and your bio. I'll try to do it tonight, but, you know, I'm black like everybody else, so maybe tomorrow, but I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do my part, okay? But let them know where they can find you out real quick and give you shout-outs. And just one more time, like I said, we try to slap stupidity out of people. So what's one piece of advice you would give to anybody listening about bettering themselves? Let them know.
Only the smart survive.
Okay, that's a motto to have right there, y'all. Only the smart survive. But give them your links, give them your information and everything real quick, and where they can find you at.
Okay, you can follow me on Twitter at MissTweety92, and also look for me on Facebook at MissTweetyXMBModel.
All right, make sure y'all check it out. Okay, and then shout out to anybody out there you want to shout out real quick.
Yeah, I want to shout out to all the XMB fam. I miss you guys. I'll see you guys soon. And then all the family, I celebrate Easter with today. And everybody have a happy Easter.
There it is. There it is. Miss Tweety, XMB, y'all. Make sure y'all check it out. Again, the first XMB model to come through Slap Sundays. But will hopefully not be the last. And you're going to be at that, there's supposed to be a party cracking off in y'all area. Not this week, but next week. Where we at? Mango Tango, what's it called? Where's that club at? You going to be there?
The Mango Tango? Yeah, I'll be there.
Okay, see, there it is, and I'm going to meet you out there because I'm going to be there because you know Dagger's up for the Artist of the Year Award, so I got to go out there and represent as well. And like I said, voting has been shut down for the awards show, y'all, but make sure y'all there at the end of the year because we got to see who won. If you put in your votes for your top artist, it's time to see who won. So make sure you're out there. It's going to be going down. The XMB models are going to be in the building. Dagger's going to be there and all kind of independent artists from around the world, y'all. So it's going down. Thank you, Ms. Tweety, for being here. I want to shout out Topaz Lachey herself as well. Without her, there is no Bang Out Radio. All independent artists sending me their music. Make sure y'all keep doing that. And remember, whatever music I get will be among the first in rotation on the following show. That's my word, and I've been sticking true to it. Ask about me, all right? Dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Any future ladies want to get involved in Dagger's Beauty of the Week, like I said, same email. Send me your 3-4 best picks, bio, links, and everything, and we'll put you somewhere in rotation. We'll figure out where we can set you, all right? We'll set it up. Anything else? No, that's about it, y'all, I guess. Like I said, look out for Dagger. Look out. You know, I got an official logo coming soon. A lot of things going. My birthday is coming up as well. The Dark Side mixtape release party. I mean, just all kind of shit in the works, y'all. Like I said, I'm trying to get like the rest of y'all because I'm trying to be like y'all. So that's what I'm doing. Make sure, and you guys have to talk about the show. That's the one thing I ask, okay? Anybody that comes through here, anybody listening to my voice right now, just talk about the show to your friends, family, anybody you think would appreciate it. If you got somebody trying to do music, if you got somebody that want to be a model, if you got somebody that's trying to put their beats out there, anybody that's trying to do something with themselves, tell them to get at me, all right? Tell them to listen up. Tell them to come through. And we're going to chill, we're going to relax, and we're going to make it happen, all right? That's what I'm here for. I'm just trying to help and keep my sanity. So this is another end of the Slap Sundays. I'm going to ride it out on enough set, all right? We're going to make it rain for the rest of the day, and then we'll see y'all right here next week, 7 to 9. We'll see y'all on West Coast Wednesdays where we talk about strictly adult matters. So make sure you put the kids to bed. You know, you're sipping on whatever you're sipping on for that night. We'll see y'all right back here next week on Slap Sundays, all right? We out, enough set, make it rain. See y'all next week.
Sup, nigga?
What's happening?
How much is all that right there?
Shit, man. I don't even know. A little something.
Damn, all that in one night?
Man, you already know how it goes down.
Fuck it. Let's blow it all.
They say they make it rain. We make it flood. Shorty grinding on me like we making love. Got a pocket full of paper, nigga. Throw it up. Just made a couple racks just for showing up. We make it rain, bitch. I make it flood. We make it rain, bitch. I make it flood. We make it rain, but I make it flood. We make it rain, we make it rain.
I got honey off my pocket, but
a couple hundred on the jeans, rubber bands around them racks, money bulging out the seams. Yeah, I throw it up in the air, watch it flip down to the floor. It's like circus, the soul laid away. She fly up and down that pole. She a go getter, gold digger. Ain't fuck you with no broke nigga. Better cuff your bitch if you love your bitch, cause if not, she gon' go with a big king of diamonds. Club play, 10 stars, magic city. I don't even see you haters. All I see is ass and titties. Forcing bottles at High Point. Yeah, nigga, we did that. Said she broke with her man, so I broke her off like a Kit Kat. She was lying, fucking crying. I'll bring her back tomorrow, pussy. I didn't wanna keep her, that was just some borrowed pussy. Yeah, bitch, I'm ballin'. MVP, Derrick Rose, called a jeweler, Medusa. Now every watch stone is froze. Enough said, cold-hearted, no love of hoes. You would think I was from Harlem, boy, the way I tried to glow. Make it rain, 150, 21. Need a trash bag, just pick it up. Now tell me who can fuck with us. It's pretty space, thick waist, but let me see you do a trick. Pussy poppin', clap that ass, and let me see you do the split.
They say they make it rain, we make it flood. Shorty grinding on me like we making love. Got a pocket full of paper, nigga, throw it up. Just made a couple racks just for showing up. We make it rain, bitch, I make it flood. We make it rain, bitch, I make it flood. We make it rain, bitch, I make it flood. We make it rain, we make it rain.
Earn bread every day, I don't need a meal. She get a feel, I clean my nails on $100 bills. My cup filled, 2 sips to defeat the spill. Can't complain, pocket change or cover up the bill. Shit, gotta say it, I'm the man, bitch. Long bread, not the $5 sandwich. Big counting dirty money, nigga, every hour. In that white chunky bin, call it clam chowder. These niggas so sweet, so I got the candy. Any wish you dreamed of, boy, I can grant it. They ask me how I'm doing, I say fine and dandy. Just whipping up a beat to keep you cooking like your granny. Damn, all about my cream, cash rules all. This rap shit is full time, you niggas on call. Fuck a different bitch with the same draw. Then my flow off the wall like handball. Oh, nigga think you hot, but we can smoke your flame. You can lose your heat like Deacon James. Got a major flow, let me bring the pain. Flexing hard, you can see my veins. Can't feel my face, Novocaine. One nigga says I'm against the grain. Put me on a song, you never gon' bang. Bang, bigga, bang, bigga, bigga, bang, bang. Stop.
Okay, running back.
Okay, all this rain on a sunny day, I'ma make the flood get washed away. Yeah, chosen nigga, I'm the only one. And y'all can take a long hike like you in a gun. They say they make it rain, we make it flood. Shorty grinding on me like we making love. Got a pocket full of paper, nigga, throw it up. Just made a couple racks just for showing up. We make it rain, bitch, I make it flood. We make it rain, bitch, I make it flood. We make it rain, bitch, I make it flood. We make it rain, we make it rain.
Close my eyes, only to take in the moment. Money on my mind, call it mind blowing. Life will bring you change, so you gotta spend it. And when you got sense, pay attention. Excuse me with that money talking. No more talking cheap, nigga, you could get to walking. Make it flood while you lame niggas taking drought. Poppy in the head, your last thought licking out. Sheesh, dawg, this nigga right here really is a beast. Dawg, 808s and class is what I feast on. Monster once I get to working. Bars, metaphors, lyrics, but I'm steady of burping. I'm a motherfucker, hey Pops, how you doing? Everyone raps now, bitch, we making music. Shut your mouth, ho. 50 racks all in one, now let's go. Catch me in the whip when it comes to a bitch. That nigga like me don't ever trip. Fuck these niggas, they have these niggas. And all these niggas be counterfeit. No need for y'all words, call them instrumentals. Mañana mula, so I throw the netto. They say they make it rain, we make it flood. Shorty grinding on me like we making love. Got a pocket full of paper, nigga, throw it up. Just made a couple racks just for showing up. We make it rain, bitch, I make it flood. We make it rain, bitch, I make it flood. We make it rain, bitch, I make it flood. We make it rain, we make it flood.